Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Thank you for coming back on a Monday. I think the highlight of our weekend, I think you would agree with me, right? Alyssa, it's the Pride Parade.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So much fun on Saturday. Pride in the CLE. Beautiful day in downtown Cleveland.
The crowd was incredible. The turnout downtown was bigger. Now, I was not there last year.
I wasn't either.
And I was there 2 years ago. This crowd, I thought, surpassed the crowd from 2 years ago.
I didn't know what to expect, but whatever expectations that I had were so surpassed. The crowd was amazing. There's so many people, but everybody was so cool. And everybody was having the best time. The vibes were the best.
No question. No question about it. The parade. So we started on Saturday with the parade, which was probably one of the most organized parades that I've ever been a part of.
Seriously, we were giving so many flowers to the people organizing this thing because it was well run.
I have no idea how they organized this parade as well as they did. It really was something to, I mean, it was just a crowd of people, and all of a sudden everybody knew exactly where they were supposed to go. And the thing is, we were on time.
Yes.
I didn't understand that part.
I didn't either. I've done a lot of parades in my day, and that was by far, I think, the most well-organized one I have ever attended.
How did they get thousands of people to step off in a parade on time? I have no idea how they did it.
I have no idea either, but we saw so many amazing outfits. One of my favorite moments of the day, even though I didn't see it, I think the reaction after, as we were walking in the parade, two people got engaged
right on
the side of us. Yes, literally right when we walked past. And then right after, Stevie was like, did you see that? Our producer, Stevie, was like, two people just got engaged. I was like, oh my gosh. And then everybody was cheering and it was just the best.
I wonder if that was spontaneous or if that person was planning it the entire time.
I don't know, but it was just the best feeling.
Like with a ring and everything?
Yes.
Like they had
down
a ring
on the knee.
Okay, so they were planning it.
Yes.
If they had the ring ready to go, but did they plan on doing it in that moment?
I don't know.
Were they planning on doing it on Saturday at some point?
And that moment just really felt right.
Yeah, that's how fun the parade was. But yeah, I mean, I left downtown. I was in such a good mood on Saturday. There's a lot of heavy stuff going on in the world right now, and I just felt good being in downtown Cleveland on Saturday, where people showed up for each other.
Oh yeah, and just everybody was wearing a smile.
Who did we see on Saturday? So I know Larissa, who listens to this show, showed up to walk with us. Who else was there that I don't want to forget anybody's name, but who else was there with us on Saturday?
So one of our coworkers, Kristen, her daughter came to meet up with us for the parade. She was so fun. She came with one of her friends. I had one of my friends came with me. We had Jenny in Middays was there. We had producer Stevie was there. We had all sorts of people. I know I'm missing people right now.
My family was there. My brother, my niece, my sister-in-law, and my son Drew came. And they're the ones. If you see pictures right now, if you go to our Instagram at the Q Morning Show, you can see pictures of us in the Pride Parade on Saturday, and the people holding the sign. That's my son Drew, and that's my niece Sadie holding the Q104 sign in the parade.
Yeah, we put the kids to work. We were handing out these rainbow hand flags, which I gotta say, we got a lot of them, and I thought we got too many of them, and we did not actually get enough of them.
Yeah.
Because those things went like hotcakes.
Yeah, they were gone before like only a quarter of the way through the parade.
I know. I was like, oh, well, we were running out, but it was kind of a hot day, so they definitely came in handy.
So yeah, that was a tremendous event to be a part of over the weekend, and so many people said, you know, we got to do this again next year.
I'm already looking forward to next year's parade. And like Bill said, if you missed us in the parade, head to our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. Check out all of our Pride festivities that were going on over the weekend.
All right. Lots of other stuff to get to this morning. Things that happened to us over the weekend. Hopefully you'll have good vibes to share. Let's keep the good vibes going here this morning. And Alyssa's College of Knowledge, we're going to play again this morning at 7:55 and 8:55 for movie passes. I know that Lilo and Stitch was the number one movie again over the weekend. If you haven't had a chance to see it, we'll have movie passes for you 7:55 and 8:55 this morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So Alyssa has her goose in Parma Heights, and Parma is having trouble keeping a flamingo.
Yeah, another flamingo was stolen from Parma over the weekend. One of their big 7-foot-tall pink flamingo statues. This one was the one at the intersection of Snow Road and Broadview Road.
Isn't this the one that replaced the one that was stolen last year?
Yes! Yes! So that's what I was going to say. They literally just installed it on April 15th. And it was a donation. Like, Dennis Vasco is his name. He donated $2,000 for its creation. And this is what really makes me sad. He dedicated it to his 4-year-old granddaughter, Ava, who has autism. And it's stolen. And it just, I don't like that.
So
leave the flamingos alone.
What can be done?
I don't know.
Because once it happens a second time.
Like, we can't keep doing this.
Right. Because this is an expensive flamingo. You said $2,000.
Right.
We can't just put another flamingo there.
Exactly. Like, I've seen people saying, like, do we need to, like, have a glass encasing around it? Like, put a lock on it somehow?
Better security, more cameras. I don't know what you do. A bigger flamingo, one that's harder to steal? Can we just put a bigger flamingo there?
You know what? No, I think I have a perfect idea. How about we take that traffic cam from Lindale, move it to the flamingo in Parma so that we can see who's taking it and keep an eye out on that.
Well, we had video of the original thefters last year.
Yeah, we did.
There was video of them trying to put the flamingo in their trunk, and they were all caught. They were all busted for that.
They ended up being sentenced to 10 days in jail for attempted vandalism, had to pay a $500 fine, and complete 500 community service hours. So whoever took this flamingo, I hope you don't have any summer plans.
I wonder if they have video on the most recent theft, though.
I don't know. I don't see any video in the story yet, but I'm sure it's still developing because this just happened this weekend.
It may not have been released yet. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what do you do here? Do you let the terrorists win?
No.
So you actually put another flamingo back?
I think we put a flamingo back, but like we gotta up the stakes here. We gotta maybe like, I don't know how to do this, but maybe put like an electric fence around the flamingo.
Well,
I don't know.
You don't want to do that.
I don't know.
You don't want to do that, but you've got to figure it out. I would love to know how a Parma resident feels about it this morning. Like, what ideas do they have?
yeah, how can we keep this flamingo where it's supposed to be?
Yeah, we could talk about that. 216-474-0104.
My question is, what are people doing with the flamingo? Because if you just put it out like in your yard, clearly people are going to know that you stole it. So what are you doing with it?
Well, don't people like to steal things just for the sake of stealing things? I don't think anybody's going to put that flamingo in their front lawn.
Stupid.
But that's a tale as old as time. I just
don't know what you're going to do with a 7-foot flamingo. How are you even going to like get rid of the evidence at that point?
I mean, kids could put it in a dorm room somewhere.
I guess.
216-474-0104. We got to keep the good vibes going as well. So good vibes at 6:55 on the way. The Q Morning Show. Eastside to Willoughby to talk to Kelly. Kelly, good morning.
Morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
Sure. So I have a puppy. Her name is Pokey, and she hasn't figured out how to go to the bathroom outside yet. But today she went to the bathroom outside, and I'm very proud.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's a big win.
That is a really big good vibe.
Okay, wait. How old?
So she's 8 months, and I love her so much. She's a King Charles Cavalier Spaniel.
Ooh, what a cutie.
Yeah, she's the best. She's a Blenheim, and I love her. But I would love it if she went outside more.
Yeah.
So you've had her for how long? Since she's been 6 months or even earlier?
Earlier than that. I got her in November.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So you had her since she was like 3 months?
Little
baby.
Yeah. She was very cute then, and she's still very cute.
But still, the last few months, cleaning up a lot of messes in the house.
Mm. And smelly.
Yeah. And wondering, like, is she ever going to get this?
Will this ever end?
And then she does. Yay.
Woo! Yeah, I applauded her.
Well, hopefully there are many more outside bathroom trips in her future.
Fingers crossed.
Thank you, Kelly, for sharing the good vibe. Enjoy your puppy.
Thank you.
It's Q104. Thank you for coming back after the weekend, Bill and Alyssa. All right, I have the top 10 little things that stress people out the most, Alyssa.
Okay.
Care to take a guess?
I feel like traffic. Traffic would be on here for me.
Wow, you would think traffic would be on this list, but it is not.
Really?
On this list.
No. Wow, okay. All right, then what do we got?
The phone notifications going off during a meeting is at number 10.
Oh, yeah. Any phone notifications, especially if it's like a Microsoft Teams sound, sends chills down my spine.
I say phone notifications going off at anything that you're doing.
I fully agree with that.
Like, I remember just the other week when I was sitting at Will's 8th grade graduation, you know, phones ringing and just the phones going off. I don't like that. Text, just a general text message alert.
Oh, yeah. I have the ding, like the ding. It's like kind of aggressive. And anytime that I have the sound on my phone, don't like it.
So you have just the one ding?
Mm-hmm.
I have two dings.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Hmm.
It doesn't stress me out, though.
I just don't really like texting that much, so I do get a little bit stressed when I hear that sound.
The alarm clock at number 8.
Okay, that makes sense.
Someone near you heavy breathing is at number 7.
Yeah. I don't like that at all. That would stress me out. Like, what's going on? Are you okay?
Phone calls when you're not expecting one.
Yes.
That stresses me out, but in different ways. No, first of all, no one's going to call me. My phone doesn't ring because of people that want to talk to me. My phone rings because of spam.
Same.
Spam or scam likely.
Yes.
Is what my phone will say.
But I do freak out when I don't have like the spam risk show up when it calls, because it'll say like spam risk or potential spam or whatever. And if that doesn't show up, I'm like, who's calling me right now? Nobody should be cold calling me.
That's the only time that my phone rings, when it's a scam, and then I will block the number.
Mm-hmm.
I have more blocked numbers in my phone than I actually have people in my address book.
Oh, that we need to get into that one day, not today.
It has to be.
My block list is in the hundreds for that reason.
Yeah, it's more people than I actually know in person.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. My wife will sound off on this one. Listening to someone chewing loudly. That's one of my wife's biggest gripes against me.
So funny. That's one of my husband Bryce's, too. He can't stand it when people chew loud.
My wife also thinks I chew gum loud. She doesn't want to be around me for the, she thinks I sound like a, she says I sound like a cow chewing cud.
Yeah, stop smacking your gum.
So we're into the top five here. When your Wi-Fi lags or cuts out, that's at number four.
Mm-hmm.
People talking to you when you want silence, that's three.
Ooh, yeah. I'm very glad that now in Ubers, they have a feature that you can put like, I want a silent ride. I don't want to talk.
Let's see, a knock on the front door when you're not prepared for it. That is number two.
That's worse than a phone call out of nowhere.
Is it acceptable to just not answer your door? I think it is.
I think so. It's my door. If I don't want to answer it, I'm not gonna.
I'm not obligated to answer my door if someone's there.
The day after we moved into our house, we got a knock on the door. We still don't know who it was. It was probably a neighbor trying to say hi, and we just look rude, but no way. Was not answering it.
Yeah, the last person that came to my door was the guy that was looking for the water meter. I ended up catching up with him, but yeah, I don't feel like I, even though I do feel guilty because if they see like two cars in
then
the driveway,
they know someone's there.
But still, I don't want to come to the door. Number one reason, the top 10, the number one little thing that stresses people out the most. When you see someone out in public that you don't want to talk to. That's number one.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. It's a good one. But usually at that point, I just kind of run the other way. Exit the situation as quickly as I can.
Does that happen to you? I don't feel like that happens to
me. It doesn't really happen
to
me that often. I can't even remember the last time it did.
When I see people out in the wild, I'm excited to see them.
I mean, you're kind of right. There's not really many people that I wouldn't want to see.
And maybe that's just where I am, I'm at in my life right now, where there's a lot of good people surrounding me, I guess, family, friends. If I run into someone, it's not like I'm trying to avoid them in a supermarket or I don't know. Coming up this morning, after this weekend, I'll never do blank again. We'll get to that coming up. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way at 7:55 for movie passes.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So we are officially into our summer programming.
Yes.
I think.
Pretty sure most schools are in summer vacation mode at this point, too.
Yeah, even if they have to physically be at school this week. I think Westlake and I think Parma still have school this week and maybe some other school districts. But, I mean, really, what
finishing
kind of,
up.
Yeah, what kind of work are you doing this week?
Not a lot.
So Alyssa and I are using this as an opportunity to reevaluate some things about the show. We're looking at, you know, some things and saying, okay, do we like doing this? Do we still like doing this? We don't like doing this anymore, so that's going to go away. You know, things like that.
A little bit of trial and error going on.
We haven't really figured out what we want to do on Mondays because it's kind of changed. We used to do Am I the Bleephole here, then we moved it to Wednesdays. We were doing Hash It Out for a while, but now that's kind of a Thursday thing. Just for fun, we were doing Mad at Your Man Mondays.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure if that really took off. I mean, we'll see. Like, we're in the workshop phase here. We're still trying to figure things out.
Yeah, and we always love to hear from you guys, too. If there's any ideas that maybe you have, we'd love to hear it. 216-474-0104.
I thought we'd try this out this morning. This is something that I used to do on a show that I used to work on, and it was pretty popular. I haven't really gotten it to take off here, but, I mean, we could give it a shot to see what happens. After this weekend, I'll never do blank again. And then you just call in and fill in the blank part.
You know what mine would be?
From this past weekend?
From this past weekend.
What's that?
After this weekend, I will never go out on a sunny day without sunscreen again because I thought I was invincible on Saturday. I was not. I'm burned to a crisp.
Where were you? You were at the Pride Parade.
At the Pride Parade.
Where's your burns? I haven't seen
them. They're on my, mostly on my legs. But you can see it a little bit. I have a little bit of red on my,
some pink
on my
arms.
Yeah. My legs got it pretty bad though. I got a nice like, shorts burn line going on.
See, that's good. All right. So after this weekend, I will never leave to go somewhere without checking the hours of when said place is actually open.
Oh, where'd you try to go?
So Sunday morning, yesterday morning, my son, Will, had a baseball game scheduled for 11. And so he needed to be at the field by 10.
Uh-huh.
So he wanted to go to the batting cages before he had to be at the field. And I remember thinking, a lot of times we go to D-Bats in Middleburg Heights. They have batting cages there. And I said, I remember, I think I saw an email once where they're now open at 9 a.m. on Sunday during baseball season.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, we'll go to D-Bats in Middleburg Heights, then we'll drive to the field and you can have your game. So it's what time? We left the house like at 8:45 yesterday
morning.
Oh, so
you were like trying to get there like right around 9 a.m.
Yeah, it takes 25 minutes to get from my house.
Yeah.
And we pull into the parking lot and there is nobody there.
Ah, no lights on, no nothing.
And I check my email and yes, D-Bats does open up earlier on Sundays. However, it's 10 o'clock, not 9 o'clock.
Really so jumping the gun there.
I did a 25-minute drive of shame home.
You went all the way home? You didn't just wait?
Where else is there to go? No, because he had to be at the field by 10, so we couldn't wait for them to open up.
Got it. Okay.
And to his credit, Will did not say anything negative. He just let it go. Like, he didn't even say one word.
Oh, good.
I have to give him credit for that.
Yeah.
And then on the way home, we discovered that the baseball game was rained out anyway. So it was...
Oh, wow. Okay, so it was just kind of a bust of a day.
I just driving to Middleburg Heights for no reason yesterday morning. 216-474-0104. After this weekend, I'll never do blank again. You fill in that blank part. Next, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Gina in Broadview Heights. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right. So after this weekend, you'll never do blank. What is that for you?
I will never ride a mechanical bull ever again.
Oh, a mechanical bull. There's a lot of ways that could go wrong, I feel like. There's a lot of things that could happen. So what went down? Why are you never riding one again?
So I was in Columbus with my friends on Saturday night. We were at this bar. I think it's called the Cowboy Bar.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
You would think that the Cowboy Bar would have a mechanical bull in there.
Yeah.
If I would just think that driving by.
Exactly. So we were all kind of, you know, feeling good. And I said, you know, I think this night would only get better if we ride the mechanical bull and we see which one of us can stay on it the longest.
So this was your idea.
It was my idea. Yeah, this is literally my own fault. 100%.
Oh, did you at least, like, win? Did you stay on it the longest?
No, I did not win. I lost, like, terribly. I stayed on for literally, like, 0.1 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Like, literally?
Like, literally. Like, I got on and I was back on the ground.
Like, it doesn't even go that fast at that point yet. Like, did you hold on to it?
How much did you have to drink?
They're slippery. I don't know if you've ever been on one of these before, but, like, they are very slippery. And I did not expect it to. And it moved and I just flew off of it. And I landed hard on the ground. And I think I broke a rib. Like, I do not feel good. My boyfriend and we were driving back yesterday. And it really hurt just to have, like, my seatbelt on.
Oh, so,
my God.
I need to go to urgent care. I need to get some pain meds. With Tylenol.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to go to urgent care. What are you going to say when they ask what happened?
I'm going to have to tell them.
Oh, yeah.
Mechanical bull.
You know what would be great if who's ever working urgent care this morning would say, oh, my God, I heard you calling the Key 104 this morning. I knew you were coming.
Right.
Have you ever been on a mechanical bull before, Alyssa?
Not a bull, but a mechanical hot dog. Same idea. Long story. Don't want to get into it.
I've never seen the hot dog.
Yeah. No, it exists.
Do we have a mechanical bull in Cleveland somewhere?
I feel like we probably should, but I can't. I've been to the cowboy bars here and I don't think I've seen one.
All right. We'll research that. I've been on one mechanical bull. I was in Chicago, kind of the same thing as Gina. I got on. I didn't stay on long. And the padding around those things is not that great. Like, I felt like, you know, the padding can be better.
Yeah, it should be better.
How long did you stay on?
I think maybe 6 seconds.
Okay,
like,
well,
5-6.
Better than 0.1. Sorry, Gina.
It's okay.
Thank you, Gina. Good luck at urgent care today, and I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you.
Alex Warren, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Brittany and Lorraine, after this weekend, you'll never do what again? Blank again.
I will never drink too many White Claws and wrestle my best friend in my front yard. She broke her ankle.
Oh!
And her foot.
What? Brittany!
All right, so who had the idea to go outside in the front yard and wrestle?
It was both of our ideas. We started playing around, like, in the garage, and then I was like, well, come on, the front yard's bigger. And she knocked me down, and I thought she was done, and when she got up, I, like, waited, and I acted like I was hurt, and I ran and tackled her, and then I hurt her.
Oh, you faked her out.
So
yes, but it was so fun, and I loved taking her to the hospital yesterday and explaining what happened, and
wait,
then, you know, they follow
the
up with, well, yeah, she broke her foot.
Now, did she remember what happened yesterday morning? Like, did everybody have memory of this? I mean, obviously you do because you're telling us, but.
Well, yeah, she came up to my room about 3 o'clock in the morning crawling and crying. And I'm like, oh, just grab a White Claw and take some medicine. But then it all wore off and I had to take her to the hospital.
Yeah, it's going to wear off at some point. It only worked for so long that you just, well, can't be hungover if you keep drinking.
Right.
All right, Brittany. So who's your next challenger next weekend? Are you going to have somebody else over and wrestle them in the front yard?
Well, I'm going to take her down again. She's got a cast on now. She can't get hurt.
Oh, yeah. She's foolproof now.
I think you should find some different opponents and defend your title that way.
Yeah, we got to get you like a title belt or something. Maybe we can make you a title out of like White Claw cans.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Brittany. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Let's get to that coming up. All this week, we have movie passes to the movie theaters that are at Great Northern, the Phoenix theaters. So your choice of whatever movie you want to see of the summer blockbusters that you have to choose from. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We need someone to play in less than 10 minutes. It is a new week of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Lindsay and Amherst is going to play this morning. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
I have 5 questions right here. If you answer them and you get more of them correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready to play, Lindsay?
I am ready.
Question one, what country gave the U.S. the Statue of Liberty?
France.
Question two, what food was famously shared by Lady and the Tramp?
Spaghetti.
Question three, Freddie Mercury was the lead singer of what classic band?
Queen.
Question four, their company slogan, because you're worth it.
Oh, God. I don't know.
You've heard it before, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have no idea.
Should I move on or do you want to take a guess?
Just move on.
Final question. It's the city in Northeast Ohio where you can find Wallace Lake.
No clue, so we'll go Painesville. I don't know.
All right, Lindsay, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? You started off hot, Lindsay, and trailed off at the end, but it's okay. It's still a strong showing. 3 out of 5 is not bad. The questions sometimes do get progressively harder.
Yeah.
Lindsay, don't feel bad. Really, it's okay. Alyssa's back. Lindsay in Amherst.
Good morning, Lindsay.
Well, good morning, Alyssa.
So Lindsay just went 3 for 5. Alyssa, you need 3 questions to tie her, 4 questions to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one, what country gave the U.S. the Statue of Liberty?
France.
Question two, what food was famously shared by Lady and the Tramp?
Spaghetti.
Question three, Freddie Mercury was the lead singer of what classic band?
Queen.
Okay, so the two of you have scored exactly the same. You have the tie today. Here's question four. Their company's slogan is because you're worth it.
Oh, this is where they start to get harder, isn't it? Man, this sucks because, like, I can hear it in my head, too. I don't know. Charmin.
It's L'Oreal.
Mm.
Because you're worth it. I thought that the two of you would have known that with the makeup products.
Do you realize how many slogans for makeup products there are?
Oh, yeah.
So what you're saying is L'Oreal is not cutting it with their slogan.
If you would have said maybe it's Maybelline, I would have known it was Maybelline. That's about the only one.
All right. Final question. It's the city in Northeast Ohio where you can find Wallace Lake.
That's Berea.
It is Berea.
Yes. Oh, heck yeah. Let's go. I was not totally sure that, like, I live like right there, but I still get so confused. That whole area. It's just like Berea, Middleburg. Like, I don't know what's what.
I knew it was a somewhat difficult question if you're not from the area, but I was thinking that Wallace might be the clue because of Baldwin Wallace. Right, exactly.
You know what? I never put those two together until right now. Fun fact.
Same here.
All right. Alyssa gets the clear win today on Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Sorry, Lindsay.
That's all right.
But thank you for listening to us. Thank you for playing. And we do have fantastic prizes for you.
Thank you. Congrats, Alyssa.
Thank you.
My name is Lindsay, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Thank you for being here this morning, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So yesterday, I'm taking Myrtle for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
We're going around the neighborhood, and it's the time of year where a lot of my neighbors will have a yard sign congratulating their recent graduate. We have one. We have one for Will.
Oh, yeah, graduating 8th grade.
Right. But all it says is, congratulations, class of 2029.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have his name on it or anything like
or
that.
Like, I actually saw one yesterday. I was in Strongsville with a picture, too.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. Because as I'm going through the neighborhood, I notice, and I don't know these neighbors, but they had a yard sign in their yard of their daughter. And it didn't say where she graduated from. It just said class of
2025.
I guess it was 2025. She must be a senior.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a high school graduation. It could be a college graduation. But it had her picture and her name, first and last name.
First and last.
Yeah. And
wow.
I thought, ooh.
Yeah.
Is that too much information? I don't know. So I just filed it away in my head. And then this morning, I'm reading that this time of year, it's common to see those signs in the yards. But then security experts and privacy advocates warn they could be putting kids' security at risk.
Oh, that totally makes sense.
Like if you put down their age, their school, their photo, or even the college that they will be attending.
Oh, like, I didn't even think about that.
That might be too much information.
That it did feel like a lot of information when I saw, I don't remember if the sign that I saw had first and last name, but when I saw the picture on there, I was like, ooh, that's new. That feels like something that I haven't seen before, because you're right. Usually it is just like, congratulations, class of 2025, or it'll say like, congrats, first name.
Yeah, I mean, just reading this, it feels like kind of like the Debbie Downer. It's like, whoop, whoop.
I know. I feel that way, too, with like, I'm sure that you've seen like first day of school. You know how people have like the letter boards?
Yes.
With like, it's my first day of school at this school.
Yes.
This is my name. And like, you're not supposed to do that now. You're supposed to keep it pretty generalized because it's too much information about your kid online.
And someone might even type that in under your post.
Right.
They'll be like, this is too much. You should blur out this or something like that. And then you read those comments and it kind of like deflates your excitement.
It does. It's something so exciting. And you're like, oh,
the whole reason that you wanted to post something or the whole reason you wanted to brag about your grad out in your front yard. Somebody points that out to you and it's like, womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, I know. We should have the Debbie Downer sound. For like Debbie Downer segments that we do, just to make it a little more fun.
I'll find that. I mean, I should get the Debbie Downer sound because I'm the one that brought it up. I'm the one that's, you know, reading the news this morning about the signs.
If it makes you feel any better, my mind went to the same place yesterday when I saw that sign. So
you thought it was too much?
I did. I also maybe am just still a little bit jaded because I never had one of those signs in my yard.
Did you want one?
I would have loved to have one. Yes, of course. I had one for cheerleading that was like just a megaphone with my first name on it in the yard. But I never had one for graduation. Like, I don't really think it was a thing. But I would have loved it.
Oh, we should get you one now.
I know. I'm an adult now, so I could put it in my front yard and not have it be a safety risk.
See, my parents didn't get me one either. But then we grew up on a farm, so nobody would have seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was going to see it? The cows?
No. Yeah, exactly. Nobody's going to see a yard sign. All right. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Sabrina Carpenter, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Debbie is on the line. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning. Not the Debbie Downer.
Oh, you're not Debbie Downer.
Oh,
no,
good. Good, good.
I actually was listening, and, you know, I think, like, my son's graduating next year. He's a senior next year, well, this coming year. And I think that what I was going to do, kind of as a joke, because we call him Squishy sometimes, all the little nicknames, I was going to say, congrats, Squishy.
Oh! You know,
I just think that parents should use maybe the nickname, because, and then it would be, it's kind of fun, and all their friends would understand it, and it's just something more fun. But I would never put my child's name out there. That's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
What about a picture?
No, definitely not.
Okay, yeah.
No, need to know only. Our neighbors know him, his schoolmates, nobody else. Nobody. We live on a busy main street, and no one else needs to know what my child looks like. No.
Totally. I completely get that.
Well, Debbie, I think that these security experts would agree with you, and they would applaud you, because this would be looking for an alternative way to celebrate your grad without putting out their sensitive information out there.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm all about celebrating and having fun and even kind of embarrassing my son. But other than that, no.
That's what I was going to ask, though. Is your son going to be embarrassed if you put congrats, Squishy, on a sign in your yard?
No, he'll laugh about it.
Okay.
You know, it's a loving little, because when he was little, he had these little chipmunk cheeks. And we used to call him Squishy because he was just so squishy. So, like most babies, but you know.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you for listening to us.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Megan in Elyria is here. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she will win. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. I have your five questions right here. Are you ready?
I am.
Question one. Lightning McQueen was the star of this Disney movie.
Cars.
Question two. Finish this movie line. Luke, I am your
father.
Question three. Cairo is the capital of this country.
Egypt.
Our fourth question. What type of monster needs to be killed with a silver bullet?
Werewolf.
And our final question. This novel by Nicholas Sparks is now a Broadway play and is coming to Playhouse Square in September.
The Notebook?
All right, Megan, stay right there.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know where you would go, but just stay right there. Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? I'm excited. I don't want you to go anywhere because I can't wait to tell Alyssa what she's in for. All right, there she is. Come on in.
What a mess.
Okay, her headphones are going on right now, so you guys can talk to each other. Megan in Elyria.
Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Megan and Elyria, who just went 5-4-5.
Megan.
Woohoo!
Girl, why you gotta do me like that? Making my job hard today.
Well, I usually play on my drive to work every morning, so.
Okay, so you're getting a little too good at this game, is what you're saying.
So, Alyssa, I have your five questions right here. We're just gonna go through them. I'm not going to score you at the end. We will find out who wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Okay.
Question number one. Lightning McQueen was the star of this Disney movie.
Cars.
Question two. Finish this movie line. Luke, I am your...
father.
Question three. Cairo is the capital of this country.
Egypt.
Question four. What type of monster needs to be killed with a silver bullet?
Is that a vampire?
And our final question, this novel by Nicholas Sparks is now a Broadway play and is coming to Playhouse Square in September.
Is it The Notebook?
It is The Notebook.
Okay.
And you got the Cars question correct. You knew Luke, I am your father from Star Wars.
Tell me I got vampires wrong.
Cairo is the capital of Egypt. The type of monster that needs to be killed with a silver bullet is a werewolf. Megan in Elyria wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
I'm so ashamed of myself right now. Not even for losing, just getting that question wrong. I was obsessed with Twilight.
That's what I thought. I thought that would be so easy for you.
I know. Oh my, I had an Edward Cullen life-size cardboard cutout and I got that question wrong.
But that's not in Twilight, though.
It's not in Twilight?
They have werewolves and vampires, though. Just vampires in general. I should know that lore.
They do, but they don't kill them with a silver bullet.
This is true. They did not kill them with a silver bullet. However, Twilight is not the only vampire thing that I was obsessed with. We got Vampire Diaries. We got True Blood. This is knowledge that I should know. Thank you for trying to make me feel better, though. I do appreciate it, Megan.
So Megan knew it. Alyssa did it. Megan wins. Megan, we're going to send you an official Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and a diploma, which you can frame and hang up in your house. And we have other fantastic prizes for you as well.
Well, thank you. My name is Megan, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here this morning. So the top 10 little things that annoy people, I'm going to have to put that to the side. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. We're going to go ahead and scrap that.
It's because we have Ashley from Parma. See, that could be one of the little things that annoy people is Bill and Alyssa say they're going to talk about something and they don't actually talk about it. But the reason why we're throwing that away is because Ashley in Parma is joining us. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
And this is something else we're talking about this morning, about the flamingo in Parma that was stolen. Now, there's a lot of misinformation out there about this flamingo. First of all,
I think the misinformation may be stemming from us because we're not sure which one was stolen, because there was one stolen last year and then there's one stolen this past weekend. So we thought it was the same one, but we're getting texts that it was a different flamingo because Parma has two.
Yep, I believe it's a different flamingo, and I just heard, like I said, I don't have a son that's a senior yet, but he does go to Valley Forge over there in Parma, and I've heard through the line that it's a senior prank, senior dare type thing that is starting, and I don't think it would be so bad if maybe, like, it reappeared and it's unharmed, you know, in a few days, you know, put it back. I could see, like, you know, it's fun. I think it's okay, but it's got to get returned. And as long as nobody's getting hurt, the flamingo's not getting hurt, I think it's cute. But that's what I've heard is going on.
Okay. First of all, I think the flamingo is harmed.
It's broken. Yeah. So you can't just take the flamingo. It's like bolted like into the ground. Oh, so the pictures that have been posted, like the feet are still on the ground and somebody just like cracked the whole, I assume, like, ceramic piece of the flamingo off and took it.
It's like they knocked it over.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah.
And how they transported it out of...
We have no idea.
Yeah. But the thing is that you would think that there's video. I just don't think that we're privy to that as of yet, because it just happened over the weekend, and I'm sure that the authorities are searching through video right now trying to... But
actually,
you think it's a senior prank?
You might be right, though, because I actually, when I stepped out for Alyssa's College of Knowledge, I heard on the news them saying that it might be a senior prank.
Okay, but last year in May, that was not a senior prank, because those were three grown men that had stolen the flamingo last year and tried to put it in the trunk of their car. Those weren't seniors in high school.
No.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it was this year.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would somebody want to take it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you going to do with it? Like, you can't put it out anywhere because then everybody knows that you stole the flamingo. So
totally
what are you doing with it?
Well, like you said, if it was a senior prank, like when I was a senior, like kids would try to steal stuff all the time. Like Bob's Big Boy.
Like the big boy statue.
Right. I was hoping that's what I've heard. I've heard from some kids talking about that it was a senior prank. I hope that, you know, I don't want anything to get destroyed. So, you know, I'm kind of hoping maybe now I don't want to see kids get in trouble. You know, they're graduating at the end of the, you know, that would be unfortunate. you know, kids got to make better decisions than that. If that's what is going on, then find something else.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Ashley, because, well, first of all, like the news story I'm reading, it says this flamingo was stolen less than 2 months after the previously vandalized metallic bird was replaced. So I don't know. It sounds to me like it's the same bird, but I'm hearing it's not the same flamingo.
It's not the same bird.
Yeah.
Regardless, should we find something else to put in Parma? Like, or do you advocate for putting another flamingo back in its place? What do you want as the Parma resident, Ashley?
I love the flamingos. I think they're so cute and quirky. I love the flamingos. Maybe, unfortunately, maybe we'll have to adapt and put something that's a little bit easier to replace and maybe isn't, you know, bolted down, a different material.
Yeah,
if it's not seniors, you know, like you said, it's three grown men last year. What if it's like people like, you know, taking for scrap or something, you know, like that?
I didn't think about that. Would be like the only thing you could really do with it. Realistically.
Are you really making that much money off of a flamingo for scrap metal? Like, how much could that possibly be paying?
I don't know. All I'm saying, if it's a senior prank, if you're a senior and you're listening or you're going to be a senior next year, may I suggest doing what we did back in the day? Fill the principal's office up with balloons. Saran wrap people's cars in the parking lot. I don't know. Just an idea.
We buried a lawnmower.
Oh, man. I always forget you're from, like, farm country.
Yeah. We had shovels.
Of course you did. You went corning.
All right. The saga continues on the flamingo in Parma. We'll see what happens next. It's
Q104. Yeah, the story's developing.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.